League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Nick, Travis Johnson, and Keenan McCardell till 4 o'clock. Trailer Wheel and Frame, I-45 north of the Canino exit. We are sitting here live and in living color inside the front doors. A lot of great people are here checking it out, hanging out, enjoying some adult beverages, and talking sports and other things with us. In the process of doing all that, you can stop in, see us, win some prizes. We still got some prizes to give away. You can also be a part of the show, just like you can, by calling 713-780-ESPN. You can get on the phone, and Nick will punch you through, and we'll get to you and your take. Otherwise, you can text that line, or you can hit us up on Twitter. Our internet's kind of spotty in and out, but we are checking Twitter and as many tweets as we can. Also on the text line, guys, they want to know about you guys. What's it like for a player during transition like the Chargers are going through? Mac, you said you were a part of one, kind of, because you knew that the Browns were moving, but you didn't have to actually move with them.
I didn't have to move with them because at the end of the year I was a free agent. But going through the year, I think it was the third game of the year, Mr. Modell announced that he was sending Cleveland. The Cleveland franchise was moving to Baltimore,
right,
to become the Ravens. And the fans didn't like it a lot, you know. As we saw, some of the Charger fans in front of the their practice facilities, throwing their jerseys in and pictures and hats and flags and starting to burn them. Well, I give you guys one better than that. We walk in 8 o'clock about 8 o'clock Wednesday. We were walking out of a meeting and everybody said, "Well, you know what? We have a bum threat here." Guess what?
Oh my God.
Had to leave the building, go home. For the rest of that year, we had bomb threats. Had bomb threats all week, every week. So guess what Belichick did? Belichick said, "We'll practice on Wednesday and Thursday morning, and we'll leave Thursday right after practice to get away from all this." And we played in San Francisco. No, we played in San Francisco and San Diego. Both of those times we left on Wednesday. We left Wednesday after practice and was gone the whole week because he didn't want to deal with bomb threats. He wanted to get regular practices.
That's crazy.
So them burning their jerseys in front of the facility, that's fine. I mean,
well, another text message said, "Can't the commissioner step in and do something about it?" They did what they could do, but the bottom line is the stadium vote didn't pass. The NFL is all about stadiums and revenues, as you said, Travis, several times. It's a business, and it's a business first.
But here's the thing. Like I said, you wanted all this money from the city, and you can still go and try to petition to get this money. But it's going to cost you $650 million of moving the franchise out of your own pocket. On top of so you put that with the $330 that the league was going to give you, you might as well build your own stadium with your own money.
He probably wanted the community. Well, the city to invest in the team.
Yeah, so that you don't have to spend that on the front side. Because, look at all the negotiations throughout the years, and he's got a reputation as being cheap.
Yeah, oh, no question.
So you know that's going to factor in.
I think when you look at – you just look at the facility, you know, 1325 Murphy Canyon Road. You know, we all know that this is a city-owned building that they've been in for since right after the Super Bowl that they played in against Frisco. They've been in this building ever since then. If you wanted the city to invest in you, you got to invest in the city.
Well, he said he was going to invest back in the city because he was going to have shops and all that around the he was
like New England does, like Green Bay is starting to do. Yeah.
And they were the city was willing to give him the land around. At first, the first thing the city didn't want to give him all the shop. And retail, all the retail and the housing around it. But they decided to give it to him. So
you talking about over by where the stadium is now?
Yes.
The housing.
All right, we got a caller. Vince is hanging in there through Nick. He wants to talk about J.J. Watt's back. What's up, Vince?
Yeah, guys, how y'all doing, man?
Good, man.
How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, Trap, man, I got a rebuttal on your J.J. Watt thing, man. I'd love to see J.J. come back strong, but, man, having back surgery, bro, it takes a whole lot out of you, man. I had back surgery in college, and it was rough, man, coming back playing football.
Well, you know, like we always – it's one thing to do stuff in college. It's one thing to be a regular citizen and a regular human being. Another thing to be in the NFL and be almost superhuman, you know, how we look at it. When you think about it, college, you still had to go to class. Then you got, an hour worth of rehab before you got to go to practice, you know, in the league.
Right.
We show up 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, and start work. You don't leave until 5 in the afternoon. So he rehabs all day long and works out. So it's not the same timetable as it would have been in college. It's not the same timetable that it is if you're a regular just walk around citizen. So I'm not really worried about it. I think the first time he rushed himself back, and yeah, he put in the work, but I think he just rushed back the first time. I think this time the fact that they're going to give him, he's going to have almost a year.
Yeah.
He's going to have close to a year of rehab and of strengthening his back.
And that's why I said too, you like what the defense is doing with him out, and you wouldn't want to change now and disrupt things, and also you want him back to 100% so that they can do what everybody thinks they can do when they have all hands on deck. So it'll be interesting to see. Good call, though, Vince. Thank you very much, and please call back again. So we look at this game, and I mean, I'm looking for that shred of hope for the fans. I'm looking for something that says, hey, they're going to be in this game. We know the point spread started at 16+. It's hovering around that 16-17 range. What do you look for in a recipe for success for this team to be able to be at least somewhat successful and keep it close in Foxborough?
Me, myself, I think they got to play great defense. It's going to be a tough task to stop Brady, but you got to get some interceptions from Tom on the defensive side of the ball. You got to get some turnovers, whether it's picks or fumbles, but – on the offensive side of the ball, they have to run the ball. I think you can run the ball against New England. You're going to have to establish the run first before you can go after them in the passing game. I mean, they have to be able to run the football to control Bill's defense. If not, you know, it's going to be tough sledding. And then and the other thing, you have to win the field position. So
no
special
question.
Teams is going to
come. Again, just like last week.
It's going to play big for them.
And especially being that weather, I'm not sure how cold it's going to be, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be pretty cold.
27 is what they're
guessing. Oh, well, that's not that bad.
That's not
but,
bad.
You know, when you think about, they got to move Tom Brady off his spot. They got to get him. Tom Brady has some of the best pocket presence in the history of the NFL. I think when you look at his pocket presence, his pocket footwork, but you've looked at all the times that they've lost in playoff games, all the times that they lost in big games. What was the major factor? The pass rush. I think this defensive line has to come ready to play and ready to dominate their offensive line. Get him off his spot, hit him early and hit him often. And I think then you allow yourself to stay in this game and allow yourself for Tom Brady not to rip open his chest plate of his Douglas pads and show you he got a dang Superman symbol on his chest. I think that's what you're hoping you can do early and do it often. Otherwise, I mean, like Keenan said, you have to run the ball. You have to establish a run. I think this team is a better run blocking team up front as far as our offensive line than we are pass blocking. I think when you go to pass blocking, you allow guys to kind of get exposed that necessarily, you know, I don't want to say they're stiff in the hips, but they're a little stiff in the hips. You know, not real good benders. You know, real stiff in the ankles. You know, and I don't want to mention any names, but you know, so it's a lot going on up front, but I think I want to see them establish that run.
Special teams, the other thing that I'd say is not only do we have to do what we talked about last week with special teams because it's going to be about field position, it's going to be about being in the right positions, but because of the weather, because of the snow, and because of how careless they were fielding punts and kicks last week, they have got to make sure that they get every chance when they're getting the ball, make sure you secure that thing because that's the team that's not going to let you forget that, and one of those mistakes can start the whole thing rolling downhill. So you got to be very, very careful with that stuff too.
I mean, when you say that, I mean, playing in the cold weather is a little bit different when you're handling the football. So
yeah.
when they get there, they got to understand that the ball's a little slicker.
Yep.
It's slicker. You know, catching the football is going to be a little bit different also, you know, as they saw in Green Bay. So they have to protect the football. And like Travis said, you know, when Denver beat New England in a championship game, Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware had a party at the quarterback.
Yeah.
And we got to have guys to have a party at the quarterback. They made Tom Brady move. They made him so uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. They made him do something he didn't want to do, and that was run the football.
No, exactly.
I mean, he's not going to outrun you.
No.
But because he wants to stand there and take the hit and throw
the ball. And you look at the two times they lost Super Bowl against the Giants. Giants D line was better than their offensive line.
Yes. And the thing is, too, you're gonna try and get to him in a position that makes him uncomfortable, and then he starts taking himself out of the game. You hit him low, he's going to start talking to those officials. You know, you hit him and hit him hard right after he releases it, he's going to start begging for calls. He loves to work those officials, but that could work to the Texans' favor, too, because when he's not completely laser-focused, that's when he gets rattled with plays like that.
And Steelers and Chiefs, you know,
I'm just going to say, yeah.
Steelers and Chiefs game changed to 8:20 p.m. instead of 1:05.
Sunday was a 1 o'clock, and it's being moved to 7:20 Central Time. There's an ice storm warning in Kansas City, so they moved that game. So that's kind of awkward, too, because there's going to be two night games.
They moved it later?
Yeah, they moved it later. I don't
or actually, I'm sorry, not two night games. Late game, then night game.
Yeah,
so
right.
Dallas-Green Bay is 3:40, and then followed by another night game.
I would have rather played in the ice storm.
Yeah, because, man, at night in Kansas City.
It's going to get even colder.
It's going to be colder. Big Adventure is taking a dive. Hey, we've got plenty more show to go, and we want you to be a part of it. We've just entered into hour number two of a three-hour show. We want you to be a part of it. So please join us, 713-780-ESPN, where you can text us or you can call us or hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse
Don't
energy into
me.
Your life.
Take it from the announcer. He says we're at Trailer Wheel and Frame, I-45 North of Canino exit. What he says goes, that's where we are. You want to come in, stop in, see us, Keenan, Trap, Joel, we're all here right here for you till 4 o'clock. We're talking a lot of things right now. Right now we're talking about football. The Chiefs-Steelers game just got moved to a night game. We were just talking about it in the break. Kansas City at night is going to be chilly, regardless of the ice storm at 1 o'clock. To Trapp's point, and having grown up in it, it's probably a better bet that it's probably better playing conditions to try and play through that sun-shining ice storm than it is going to be. You're going to try and play in the most frigid cold in Kansas City. That's going to be a tough game. Got some callers that want to talk Texans. They've been waiting patiently, and we appreciate it. Let's open it up with Philip. Philip, you want to talk about your home team. What's up?
Yeah, I think you guys are dead on. I think the only absolute shred of hope that Houston has in this game is for Tom Brady to be an epic failure, which he's done very rarely in his career, but it may be about time to tap that powder keg. But if Jadeveon Clowney plays the way he did, disrupting that offensive line and slapping balls up in the air and making crazy picks, they actually would have a shot, especially if the weather's gnarly. But you know what? It's really not going to matter. You know why?
Tell us, please.
Those Cowboys are going to be the Mac Daddies of the NFL this year. I'm just letting you know it.
I love how you did that, because right now you should see the look on Joel's face
right
when
now.
He was like, yeah, tell me. You literally bump set, and he was like ready to spike it, like, yeah, I'm going to spike. And you spiked it dead in his face. And the look on Joel's face right now is epic. I appreciate
will say
that.
There may be an implosion of the world, like the earth may cave in on itself if we have a Texas Super Bowl. But I'm rooting for that.
That'd be bad for the city of Houston.
Bad in a good way.
It'd be bad. I think a Texas Super Bowl would be bad for the economy. I don't think we'd make as much money as we would hope to make. I don't think it'd be. I think it'd be great for the fans, But as far as when you look at it, you want outside cities. You want big play. I think we would love to have Dallas here, but I think if not, we'd love to have Green Bay and, you know, another team that travels real well. Pittsburgh, a team that travels real well.
Or New England. New England's fans travel well.
Yeah, you know, somebody that comes in here and can fill up all these hotel rooms. I think
close, if Dallas gets there, the fact of the matter that it's a hop, skip, and a jump.
Nobody's coming in until the day of the game.
I get your point, but I still think everything's going to sell out just because they're going to all want to be a part of it because it's so close.
Yeah, but I think a lot of stuff will sell out, but I think you'd lose a lot of money.
Philip, you've been on too long. Thanks for playing. Erskine, you're next. You want to talk Texans? What's up?
Hey, yeah. How y'all doing, first of all?
Good, good. What's up?
We're talking about the pass rush. Everybody keeps talking about the pass rush, but if you recall, we've always had a pass rush the last several years, and the first thing the Chiefs did was eliminate it. Now, how do you eliminate the pass rush? Three-step drop. So the key is the key for me is our cornerbacks. Well, Romeo's going to have to be a pure genius, right? You know, the key is the cornerbacks are going to have to play up and therefore disrupt those quick routes, because Belichick's going to eliminate the pass rush right off. He's too smart to sit back there and let Brady get hit because he know we're coming. So nobody's talking about
that. He's too smart, but he couldn't do it against Denver.
Huh?
You're saying he's too smart to not eliminate the pass rush, but he couldn't do it against Denver. It's one thing when you got corners to shut people down, if you got corners to shut people down and get things done, you know that's how stuff happens. I think when you look at if the corners show up and play and you still be able to rush the passer, that's all you need.
Right, but Denver played man to man. You know, we like to drop back in zone, but like I say, if the cornerbacks win that battle, this is my whole argument. If they can win that battle on them short passes, that those little bitty 5'9", 5'10" receivers like to run. I actually think Texans pull away in the game, not even make it close, if they can stop the short pass route.
Whoa.
That's a big ifs, buts, candies, nuts, man. I told you, if my aunt had outdoor plumbing, it'd be my uncle. That's that kind of big. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people knocking on your door saying if you want to wager, they'd be in on that, because that's going to be a tall task. But we'll see what happens. Erskine, we appreciate it. We want to give a shout-out to our sometimes intern, Trey. He's unbelievable. And I say he runs the gamut, because one minute he can knock you off your socks with something so hyper-intelligent, and you just go, whoa, like Keenan did. And then, like, within – I always say that the window of opportunity for Trey is within 5 minutes, because in the next 5 minutes, he's going to do something that completely annihilates the intelligent comment and makes you go, whoa, where did that come – you know, what's that do? Well, he did it again. Dr. Dre, big on 290, big fan of the show, big listener, loves to partake. Took a picture that Trey has on his Twitter account of him with his Cowboys gear on. And Raheel had put it out and said, here's Trey, a Cowboy lover. And Dr. Dre on 290 said, as a fan, even I can't support this look. You got any Girl Scout cookies, though? Trey could have taken his cookies and gone home. Trey responded with, yep, and I plan on serving them to your significant other.
Oh.
Point Trey. And the clock begins. In the next 5 minutes, Trey will now find a way to completely take away all the cred that he's just built up. But Trey not only brought it, but brought it pretty darn hard and strong to Dr. Dre. That was some good stuff, Trey, my man. Well done. Well played.
Dr. Dre, I expect you to come back.
Yeah, this one could – this could be a blow-by-blow thing. We might have a little match on our hands between now and the end of the show. But that was some classic Twitter right there.
That definitely – you know what? I'll never forget. That reminds me of – we played Jacksonville one year when you was there, and G-Funk asked Kyle Brady, Kyle. Gary Walker asked Kyle Brady, Kyle, how's your wife and my kids doing, man?
Oh, my
and
God.
And I sat there, and I literally was drinking water almost like it spit. I was like, dude, you can't ask another man that.
Them fighting words on
no question.
Let me tell you something. And football – that's a little bit more expected, though, than it is in basketball, because you don't even want to get down that road when Matt Barnes is that dude. Matt Barnes is that guy.
Or when your boy told him his wife tastes like Cheerios.
That was
KG told
about Mello. Yeah.
But KG might know, though. That's the thing. You know.
I don't need to know all that. All right, so the Rockets tonight, by the way, in case people are wanting to talk about that, even though it is an FES Friday, and FES is the big key for football because we're getting ready to the Big Texans. We're going to get to the Rockets in a minute. Eric Gordon was a full participant today in shoot-around. That means he should take the court with the rest of the Rockets for a one-game homer against the Grizzlies. Then they hit the road for two against Brooklyn and Miami early next week. So that's a sigh of relief for Rockets fans who saw that the Rockets – yes, they run the second half of a back-to-back, but they lost two straight without Eric Gordon. I keep telling everybody how important Eric Gordon is to the success of this team. We all expect it out of James Harden, but in order for that team to be successful as a team and not just a guy trying to get an MVP trophy, you have got to have Eric Gordon, and he's got to be healthy. So we can talk about that if you want. We can talk about anything that you want on your mind. We've got plenty more on our list of things to get to. Travis is right now contracting, so we're going to see if we can fix that before the end of the break, and we'll be back with much more ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
99 and 87 in here with me. It's offense, defense, and I am special ed on special teams. It is Joel along with Keenan and McCardell and Travis Johnson as we continue to blow the roof off a Trailer Wheel and Frame with your sports takes and talks. We are at I-45 North and the Canino exit. We are live and in living color inside the front doors. We've got aspiring broadcasters who think they're going to have podcasts and Facebook Lives real quick, trying to get in on some tempting conversation and try to take some notes. We've got a lot of callers that want to partake in the show.
And I think we should, you know what, we're talking about it off the air by having a barbecue with all of our listeners.
Yeah.
Like having a real live shindig, brews, barbecue. We should figure out how to get
that done. And we'll figure out getting the sponsors involved in it. Because you know what? We said the other day, and JJ brought it up, and JJ said we're the best show in the market for a lot of reasons, but simply because the listeners are interactive. We take seriously what they have to say. We call them out so that they call in, just like the Dr. Dre and Trey back-to-back, right back and forth right there. We love that stuff. We love El Jefe. We love all the people that, you know, call everybody. That's been a big part of the show because without you, we're just another radio show, and we don't want to be that. So we appreciate the love and support that you guys give us. Come on out to Trailer Wheel and Frame and join us and meet us in person. We'd love to shake some hands, travel, kiss some babies. Because we're out of sausage, a lot of people are disappointed. We are here, and we want you to be here too. The marketing and promo team is here with plenty of goodies for you. And at the same time, you can win some great prizes. We got some things to still give away. $25 gift card to Saloon Brewing. $25 gift card to Nick's Place. $25 gift card to Bedrock City, who are here with lots of great stuff that you can pick up. And also, we have one pair of tickets to the Big Texas Party. It's the week of the big game here in Houston. It's the Houston-based and themed Super Bowl party. So I guess I can say that, but it's going to be a huge fiesta. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of great food and drink, and a lot of things going on. So with that being said,
and we got Chris Garcia out here.
You have to be present to win. So make sure that you put
Chris.
Like Chris, who's entered
to win.
Keenan, I don't need to hear from you.
Got that hat on.
You can
do the star.
Yeah, the Dallas Star says they got a new logo. It's right there. Only it's green.
And the
so
shirt.
We want you to come out here, and we'd like to make sure we shake hands, kiss babies. JJ, we would love to see JJ. And by the way, Trap, did I tell you that? When we were talking the other day about your favorite announce team and the team that you would want to announce your game this weekend and, you know, picking the different play-by-play and whatever, JJ went off the board with Jenna Jameson. If you recall.
Yes.
And you and Nick gave him a really hard time.
Because he was on XFL.
He was not up to date with his porn stars.
Okay.
Okay. So then he said he was going to get more updated porn stars and get a list and tweet it.
Okay.
He took it a little further than that.
What did he do?
He said he was going to send pictures. I thought just like a screen grab to say, oh, she's a good-looking lady. No, in action. And let's just say if she was a running back, she definitely knew how to hit the hole. Because it was like live and in living color, and we were just like, oh, my God. And there were like five of them. And we said J.J. definitely doesn't have a manual because the only stick shift he's got his hand on right now, he needs to pull over.
Yeah.
And I said he was on 59 or 45. He's like, oh, you know, you're right. I was on 290, actually, but I was driving one-handed. But I'm like, J.J., you just – too much information, man. But he went nuts with that.
J.J. didn't at me, and I would love to see that. I mean, which stars did he use?
J.J., I know you're listening.
I think he did, but he deleted the tweet.
Because the wife checks his computer.
He deleted the tweet.
Computer,
all right, tell him DM him to me. I want to see what his list was, you know, just because I think it's a great thing that he watches. You know, I'm an avid watcher.
You're a watcher?
Yo, no question. XNXX and Pornhub, that's my thing, man. If I get bored at nighttime, what do you think I do? Phew, let me try to get to sleep.
Wow.
Yeah, Nick even wowed. We haven't heard from Nick also.
Wow, Nick.
And Nick makes his presence felt with that
wow.
one.
Wow.
Nick might be a watcher.
He's a watcher. He's definitely a watcher on the wall.
We talked about this before, but I'm not that transparent. Not like Trap.
Hey man, I ain't got no qualms about it, man. I told you, man.
Trey's a watcher. After that picture,
Trey is going like absolutely ballistic, trying to get back at Dr. Dre because Dr. Dre
came back.
Yeah, he came back on his timeline and he said, essentially, my wife's going to love those sweet cheeks.
Oh, Trey!
Trey was a little bit. Trey's first response: damn right. Unlike Brock, I can create completions. Just ask your wife. So it's not going away.
Hey man.
And then it got worse. I hope you find gainful employment from Dr. Dre. So it's definitely we're below the equator now. All gloves are off. He said he's taken, and I can only imagine that this is really going to set up some – it's teed up for Dr. Dre now. But they are going back and forth, and then, of course, there's the picture Keenan was talking about of a young Trey. So lots going on with our listenership, and we love the love and support we get from them. Lots going on with you guys, too. We want to give away some prizes along the way, too. And like I said, if you want to be a part of the drawing for tickets to the Big Texas Party, courtesy of Trailer Wheel and Frame, you got to be present to win. You got to come in and fill out an entry form. And we have those here right inside the front desk. We'll be giving those away before 4. Trap will be picking a winner. So we will get to those. Guys, I said, and you and I, all three of us have talked about this with the Rockets. I just wanted to get to this before we get to anything else, but I had said that, you know, even a Clint Capela injury wasn't a big injury in terms of breaking up what they have built, but I said that Eric Gordon was a guy that had to stay healthy. You see and have seen just how important. When I said Eric Gordon's the MVP of this team, look, I expect James Harden to be James Harden. But in order for them to take that next step that they have taken to this point in the season, they needed a guy that could carry the load, that could tote the rock in the fourth quarter and give them 15 to 20 points when Harden's getting doubled. Gordon's that guy. No coincidence here. Gordon misses the Minnesota game on a back-to-back, and they don't have that go-to guy, that extra go-to guy in the fourth quarter. Obviously, they were tired. I don't think I fault them for a lot because that's a tough back-to-back. They were 9-0 on the second night of a back-to-back, and they finally lost one. But long-term for this team, you got to have Eric Gordon in order to be successful.
You have to. I mean, you know, as much as we're saying James is the MVP of the league, which he is, he's the leading candidate right now.
Do you think he's the leading candidate, or do you think it's a tie right now between him and Russell?
I think right now he's leading.
I think he's leading.
Because I had this argument with my chiropractor today, but go ahead.
I think Eric Gordon is the MVP of this team right now. I know it sounds crazy, but
I said it, man. I agree with you.
They need that piece. He's the piece that makes them get over the hump, like you said, finish out games. You know, because they're taking the ball out of James's hand, and he's probably the most consistent shooter that they have right now. So, I'm like you. He has to stay healthy down the line. You have to do something. Or was this just a something that Coach D'Antoni wanted to do, rest him?
No, they legitimately, because they held him out of everything, and it was a sprained big toe. But I think, to your point, I think this was something that probably wasn't serious. He probably could have played. I think the risk of this turning into something more severe was too much of a risk for them to take because, again, they're not extremely deep. They need the rotation that they have, and especially with guys coming off the bench, they need all the shooters that they can get because that second unit doesn't have a lot of potency. And then in the fourth quarter, what he means to them, I think they just couldn't take the risk of this being something that lingered, and they wanted to make sure they nip it right away because, again, because Anderson's been up and down, they're a totally different ball club without Eric Gordon. So, I mean, that's something to be concerned. They got Memphis in town. They got a chance to get him back. Memphis roughed him up a little bit when they played him in Memphis and got a win. Interesting to see how they bounce back tonight against guys that are coming into town that have revenge on their mind, like J.B. Bickerstaff, Chandler Parsons.
Yes, I mean, I watched Memphis. Memphis is going to beat you up. Okay. I watched them against OKC. And OKC has some of the bigger front lines and has one of the bigger front lines in the NBA, and they roughed those guys up. I mean, Gasol, Randolph.
Exactly. They're the grindhouse for a reason.
It's the grindhouse.
Tony Allen. And let me tell you this. In past years, James Harden had an illness called Allenitis, and he got it a lot when he faced number 9 in Memphis.
Well, he can't have it.
He can't have it tonight.
He can't have it tonight because he doesn't know if Eric's going to, go, but he has to be there for this team.
Coach McHale, by the way, yesterday said to our point, Harden is the leading candidate right now, but I asked him point blank at the end of the year, if Westbrook averages a triple-double, does it factor in? He says, absolutely. He said it's just so monumental of an achievement, it hasn't done in so many years, that unlike the Harden-Curry MVP race, they said Curry also made his team better, the team had a better record, that's why Curry won. Team achievements will be trumped by Westbrook flat out averaging the first triple-double for a season from Oscar Robertson's 61-62 season, and voters will take notice. That will hurt James. So I say James leader right now, but again, at the end of the year, if one of those two guys, and only one of them, averages a triple-double, that's probably the recipe for winning it.
He's got to be if one of them has it and the other one doesn't, if Russell Westbrook gets a triple-double average from
the – That's what I'm saying.
He's only, he's two rebounds off of being a triple-double right now?
It's less than two. I think it's like a 1 point something.
Yeah. Right. So if he gets that, it's over with. It's not even a conversation.
It's over, Johnny.
Anymore.
It's over. By the way, Dr. Dre has spoken again. He said, let us not forget our dessert option. And he said he's following Trey because he reminds him of strawberry shortcake. We got ourselves a Twitter battle. Those are always fun. I wouldn't know anything about it. We got a lot more show to go, and it's always better when you partake. We are ESPN 97.5.
The 2017 NFL playoffs on ESPN 97.5. Seahawks Falcons 3:30 Saturday and Cowboys Packers 3:30 Sunday. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hey, we got some tweets. I don't know, Trap, I'm getting them finally. But Gabe said, to think Oscar Robertson didn't even win the MVP and he averaged a triple-double in 61-62. Wilt won it that year. So that's interesting, but it's a new era, different era. And I think that as Coach McHale backed up, I think it's going to be – it's going to hurt 62. James Harden if someone averaged – right, because it's been that long.
61-62, did Wilt – score 100 points that year?
I forget. We'll have to look it up. What, you got a computer in front of you? We got to figure out. Yeah, exactly. We're struggling with the internet a little bit here, but we got to look up the year that Wilt scored 100. Go ahead, Trap.
I guess I'm on the short bus today because I didn't realize that El Jefe and Trey, it's the Trey from our intro. I wasn't grasping.
Carrot Top and Robert Swift's illegitimate son. Yes.
This is hilarious. This is even more funny.
It is fantastic. And by the way, it's gotten better. Yeah, it's gotten better. And I was going to get to that. I was kind of setting it up for that. But it's not going away. It's getting better. It's getting heated. So with that being said, we can get to those as well while I look up the Chamberlain reference for Keenan. Yes, Keenan. On March 2nd, 1962, Wilt had. So Wilt won the MVP the year he scored 100 points. I don't think we're going to see a 100-point game this year. So I think averaging a triple-double could be something that takes precedence. That's going to hurt James Harden. Interesting to see. By the way, Here we go, boys. Trey responded to Dr. Dre. I heard you grew a few inches. What are you now? A few inches. And then you go, okay, that was good. That was okay. Maybe a little below the equator, but we'll let it slide. It's just fun and games. It's not fun and games anymore, gang. Because he followed that up before Dr. Dre responded by saying, your wife had the dessert options, as did your mother. At that point,
ding, 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 ding.
The street fight just got nasty.
Hey, not my mama.
Yeah.
It went from boxing to MMA.
MMA. Hey. Like Mario Williams once said, man, when we kicking a dude out the house and said something to his mama. Not my mama. In that high-pitched voice. And you ain't going to talk about my mama.
It's definitely something that's probably not going to go away before it gets better for us and worse for the people involved. So we'll keep you posted on that as we go round by round, blow by blow. Instead, we've got some callers, too, in the meantime we want to get to. First and foremost, Nick, let's go Robert. Does that sound right?
That is correct. What up, Robert?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Robert?
How you doing, guys? All right.
What's up?
Hey, I love the show, guys. I'm a retired caller. But I just wanted to ask you guys two questions. Trev said something that was interesting to me about, he said the Browns roster was better than the Texans. So I wanted to ask him, if the Browns roster was better than the Texans, I mean, is that an indictment on the NFL making these teams stay garbage, or is it the coaches? And the other question that I got to ask is, who is his favorite actress? I'm a Pinky and Cherokee man myself, but I'm a hanger.
I'll answer the first.
By the way, you really want to answer the last.
You hear Nick chuckle too?
Yeah, exactly.
Nick back there chuckling.
He said, "Pinky, so Pinky before she got blew up and became Porky. So I know that's the Pinky you're talking about." But
did you hear Nick's music in the background?
Yeah, I hear him. Yeah. With
it's a fucking chicken pow wow.
Hey, you know what? Hey, you know when I got married, I walked down the aisle to Shaft.
You got your bell bottoms on,
of course.
And I was introduced by the Rockets PA guy. Okay, so can we get to the first
question?
I think it's
an indictment on the CBA. I think the CBA would, you know, it has the fans fooled and thinking it's a lot of good football out here. When it's a lot of bad on, it's a lot of bad ball on bad ball with bad players on bad players, and it's the have and have nots. It's saying, if you get a couple guys that happen to be good and you hold on to them, you be able to hold on to those guys, then you're going to win some games, especially if you have a quarterback. I mean, when you look at what Cleveland has done, they've been fortunate. They've had a lot of high draft picks. So they've been able to put together a lot of good solid players. They're just missing one or two things to be able to make them successful. I think and getting a guy like Hugh Jackson, I think helps him become a lot more successful.
I'll tell you the other thing that hurts them, though, in the CBA that you mentioned, is the guys that are able to practice and what they're able to do. Because a lot of times now, your line gets beat up. But because of who's active, who's allowed to practice, and you end up having inactives that you really need to be active, and then all of a sudden, a guy that should be on your special teams or your third string tight end ends up being a guy you got to throw onto the offensive line because the CBA dictated how much practice time they got, what they knew of the plays that week, all those different things.
Yeah, I think that affects. And before you go on, my second question is, I like Aurora Jolie and Nikki Stone. Those are Misty Stone. Those are my two favorites.
Yeah, I was about to.
And there you go, Nick. Who's next on the caller line?
Actors were.
And by the way, Robert, great call. But let me just say this: I'm a retired caller who's calling in.
Yeah.
I don't think you're retired. You're MJ. All right, go ahead, Josh. Next.
Hey guys, I'm gonna give you three quick points. First one is for Texans victory. We got if they come out with the play action bootleg kind of game plan. I think that'll have a lot higher chance of success. It'll freeze the linebackers. I think Oswald's been way more confident after a scramble than a completed pass, strangely. Second, we need to take some deep shots. We've been getting single-man coverage on the outside all year long. Even if we can't complete a pass, maybe we can get a penalty. We need some kind of prayer there to be thrown every three or four downs. And last point would be we need to be unpredictable. That means we need to put the special back in special teams. Leclerc needs to warm up his throwing arm. We need a fake punt, field goal, all that to win. And if we do all that, we will win by 3 points, I'm sure. Thanks, guys.
By three.
Hey, that's not very.
And that's a blowout. If it's, we win
my
by
man
three.
Was like an auctioneer too. He was
he was right on
point, and he was delivering.
He's right. You got. Right. I like it because you have to push the ball down the field. I like what he's saying. You have to push the ball down the field. They haven't had a lot of success with pushing the ball down the field on some deep shots, whether it's guys not being open or whether it's balls thrown out of bounds or uncatchable. So you're going to have to connect on some deep passes. And he's right. You know, you're going to need some trick plays. You're going to need a little trickery.
But don't do too much trickery that it puts you sets you back if you fail.
What do you have to lose?
I'm saying, but don't – you heard what I was saying before.
Right.
I like them opening up, taking chances. Just don't take too many – it's such a big chance that you can't recover from it.
Nobody's giving them a chance anyway.
No, right. Not at all.
Everybody in that – only I people that's giving them a chance is the people in that locker room.
That's it.
That's it.
Us against the world. Hey, CJ's been holding too. CJ, what's up?
CJ.
CJ, you there?
Going CJ. Once.
Nick going once.
Running like CJ Spiller.
CJ going twice.
Gone.
He gone.
Round 10 gone. In the heavyweight battle between Dr. Dre and Trey
has been
posted. We will give you the ring-by-ring update next. Until then, I want to tell you about Gallery Furniture. Gallery Furniture right here down the road, I-45 North. Exit Tidwell Parker, as well as Highway 99 out between Katy and Sugarland and in the heart of the Galleria at Westheimer and Post Oak. We know how Mattress Mack does it. He does it right, and he does it for customers. He does it with customer service and all American-made furniture, and he does it with prices that you can afford, and he does a lot of things that make it very certain that you'll be back with Gallery Furniture. He's Houston-owned and operated. He's been in this community forever. He is a staple and, dare I say, an icon in the city of Houston, Texas. Why? Because he does service after the sale, and he does furniture the right way with quality American-made furniture and service after the sale. For a limited time, you buy a Macapedic mattress for $19.99 or more, you get an $800 Gallery Furniture gift card. You want American-made solid wood furniture? They got that. Dining room sets, living room sets, even custom-made leather sofas for your man cave and for your game-watching pleasure as you head into the big game in the playoffs this weekend. And, of course, as you know, you buy today, you get it tonight. There is absolutely no doubt about that because that's how Mattress Mack does business. That's how he's gained his popularity and his return customers because you know if you buy today, you get it tonight, and they're always going to save you money. I'm telling you right now, Trap loves when I do this, but whether you go to Highway 99 or you go to Westheimer and Post Oak or the main location, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker, back, we're going to slips. Buy today, get it tonight. Gallery really will save you money.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.